Welcome to Brown AF, Brown, Ambitious, and Free. My name is Neha Wunava, your host for the transformation of a lifetime. So the explosive success that you want is not only attainable, but it's much less stressful on you. I'm going to give you the tips, tools, and get you into CEO thinking so that women and people of color just like you work smarter and get way ahead. This is legacy leadership, and it's unlike anything you've been taught before. So tune in and listen up. Let's go. Welcome to this week's episode of Brown AF. It is beautiful. It's energizing. It's spring and it's second quarter. So many of us are hitting our deliverables. We're really thinking about putting into action strategies and plans that we set into place for quarter one. And now is the time to tweak, take a look at our systems, take a look at what's going on so that we really create the momentum that's going to energize our team, energize our work, and bring our best to the table. So we're talking about the refreshing renewal of spring. It can be really energizing. Coming off of spring break here in North America, it's a great time to take a fresh and new approach. So we talked about the mindset of playing to win instead of that protective, preventative, perfection energy. And I want to talk a little bit more about the mindsets that provide growth and really allow us to show up and showcase our unique talent, our expertise, our point of view, and get more and more comfortable with our voice and our visibility at the highest levels. The mission and the movement of the work that I do is to make sure that leaders go from being protective and focusing on exhausting perfectionism, and we get really strategic in how we communicate, how we lead, how we build and change and influence organizations for years to come. The benefits of these powerful organizations makes it more possible for us to live a really big life with better work balance and better impact. And one of the things that we want to make sure we do is really break into those inner circles of decision making and influence. So one of my key objectives is to get as many women and as many strategic, energetic, progressive thinkers into every C-suite in all industries so that you can be making decisions about where the company is going strategically. You can be making better conscious decisions about how to create a net positive effect at your company, and that you can live a really energetic and beautiful life at home. And so fitting in at the top can feel like a challenge. Breaking in that inner circle is something many, many clients talk to me about, particularly in organizations where they know there is a select few people that are really leading and making those decisions because they are so smart and so intelligent and work so hard. They understand that a key strategy for their career success is fitting in at the top. And this is particularly difficult when you grew up as a person who never felt like you belonged. Many of us, child of immigrants, had to spend an inordinate amount of time trying to figure out where were we going to be safe? Where were we going to be fully accepted? Our name, our culture, our background, who our parents were and what they expected from us, the way that we spoke, the language differences in our homes, the accent of our parents. This was all something we were constantly trying to work around and maneuver. And because we spent so much energy in our day-to-day attempts to be safe, to fit in, to feel secure, we continued those patterns of focusing in that area instead of focusing on being okay with the discomfort that comes along with ruffling feathers, with saying the difficult thing that people need to hear. And one of the things that I teach my clients, because it was the bedrock of the influence and the impact that I made with senior leaders and executives at the very beginning of my career. So I started presenting and working with executives of multinational organizations when I was about 20 years old. I was in a very, very distinct and powerful progressive program that was building strategic world-class leaders. So this is something that has been of interest to me, of study for me, for over two decades. And what I know for sure is when you are that problem solver, strategic person that speaks truth to power, that can really hold your own and have those difficult conversations to improve the system, to improve the team, to improve behaviors, you now become somebody that people look up to, that people trust, that believe that you've got the long-term interest of the company, of the organization, of the mission in mind, and that you're striving and working towards that. And so I have a few tips that I want to share with you today to really make sure that you are becoming and constantly challenging yourself to be the person in the room that people trust, to be the person in the room that they are leaning in when you speak, that they're wanting to hear every word you have to say. And so number one, I really want you to think about the people in your organization and even in your network, because we're talking about sustainable long-term growth of yourself as a leader and your career. And we do that by building relationships and skill sets that we are just too busy to do. We start to shift time away from what's not working, and we make time for what's really important. And so I want you to think about relationships at work and in your network that you want to build. You want to make real, authentic connections that will help you do your very best, and it'll be mutually beneficial and create a net positive. So this may require you to start reaching out to somebody that you have some friction or some tension with at work. Maybe that big personality that seems to block you every time you try to say something or undermines you in a meeting or has done so in an email publicly. And this can really cause us to withdraw, pull away, and decide that that person cannot be an ally, that that person isn't a bridge. And instead of healing and mending and putting time and effort at really understanding that person, we pull away. And this is a mission critical mistake. And I want you to notice sometimes because of our protective mechanisms, because as children, we didn't feel safe and comfortable, we blocked out or kept major distance from people we didn't get along with. And we may want to do that, use that ice out strategy as an adult, but as a professional, that's not going to work for you. What you want to be doing and challenging yourself to do is to really understand that person and figure out where can you invite that person to work with you better? What are the vulnerabilities that that person is facing that you can be compassionate about and lend a strategic and helping hand? Where can you start to develop a deeper understanding for them as a human? And this could be asking them for a quick chat over coffee to fix an issue that you're facing or to collaborate on something. But avoiding and withdrawing is not going to give you the credibility and the visibility that is essential to rising up together with groups and teams as you progress in your career. And the second thing I want you to really think about is I want you to really be able to articulate where you deliver genius value. because this is not about sitting in meetings where things don't get done and allowing decisions to be unmade for weeks upon weeks because we're too scared to take action. While you're not taking action, other people are. While your company isn't moving forward, other brands will. So this is about looking inside of you and really owning and articulating what makes you powerful, where you bring valuable insight into any situation. And so you want to think about the things that are innate to you that you are likely overlooking. Are you just really good at having conversations with new people? That is valuable. That is great for new business. And believe it or not, many of us recoil and stay away from it, but that is really great for building relationships and sales. What comes really easy to you that has always come easy to you? For me, it is making people comfortable, putting people at ease, getting to really understand somebody that I just met a few minutes ago. I am also really, really great at problem solving with few resources and with projecting into the future and thinking of a strategic solution. That's why I do what I do. And so you want to think about those things for yourself. And I encourage all my clients and everybody that I come in contact with when I speak at MBA classes and management classes, you want to develop a Google document right now where you're constantly putting in and populating what are your strengths that you are really good at so that you can articulate that when it comes to meeting new people or when it comes to interviews down the line. And I really want you to think about the assets that you have created in your entire career, systems, initiatives, new products, new services, and constantly collect and populate that inventory for yourself. Because this is really where your expertise is built. It's a combination of your education, your expertise, and your experience. And this is what brings both pride and confidence. Confidence is this grounding excitement that may reside inside of you. And when we couple that with pride, we are now able to take proper ownership. And this doesn't have to come with a giant ego. In fact, I don't want us to be running around with big egos and being really arrogant, but that's what most people that I hear are worried about. I don't want to have a big ego. I don't want to be arrogant. Listen, if that is something that's even minutely on your radar, you're fine. You're never going to be that arrogant person that drives people crazy. But what you need to do is build up your pride, your confidence in your strengths and the assets that you have built and that you bring, because this essentially becomes the intellectual property of your company. The SOPs, the ideas, the strategies, the products, the services, the way you deliver in an exemplary manner. That's what this is. And you want to be able to own it and articulate it. That's the differentiator. When you feel this pride and this confidence inside of you, you are now going to be able to operate at a higher level of quality. Execution gets better and better. Systems get better. The strategy gets more sophisticated and differentiated. And this will make you indispensable in your organization and highly in demand in your industry. And that is what I am developing with my clients, a bedrock, a foundation underneath you that elevates your visibility, your connectivity, your executive brand of who you are. And then the third and final piece I want you to think about is, where do you need to grow? What experiences, what skills do you know you need to develop? So I really encourage my clients to think about evaluating and taking higher level strategic action where they are afraid to go, where they want to go, and really embracing that discomfort that comes, that warm red face and butterflies when we speak in front of people, when we take the stage or the microphone in front of the board of directors, when we're pitching new clients or investors. We have to go into those experiences, feel the nerves, feel the fear, and go ahead anyway. Sometimes it takes a little more work to get over that, but we want to build those experiences and those skills so that we really can become that powerful, eloquent, strategic executive. And so I want you to create an ownership plan. Where do you want to put your focus in the next 30 days, in the next 60 days, in the next 90 days to compound and significantly elevate and accelerate your career and leadership effectiveness? Where do you need to have that visibility and that discomfort that comes with visibility at higher and higher levels? Where will you take action to be seen, to say what needs to be said from your expertise, from your pride, and from your confidence? Where will you be speaking up? Maybe it's that one-to-one meeting with your boss who triggers you, or that person that you don't have a great relationship with. Maybe you will now speak the truth more neutrally, with confidence, with the backup of facts and data to really show and illustrate your point. Now, you don't have to do this perfectly. But when you avoid it, when you seek perfection, when you over-research, when you talk to everybody, not just those critical people to evaluate and to kind of poke holes, when you spend a lot of time in perfection because you're so afraid of making a mistake or failing in front of more people with that higher level of visibility, with that higher level of speaking up, you're going to slow down your progress. You're going to slow down your effectiveness. And I want you to take more action. And I want you to ask yourself, where do I need to speak up and make more asks, make more requests, and advocate? And then I also want you to think about, where do you want to start pushing back? Where you have an expertise or a point of view that you're holding back, or you're just going around the bush instead of getting clear and direct? Where do you need to push back and say that counterpoint, make that contradiction, instead of shutting down or feeling negative inside of you? Where does what you have to say create a net positive result? And I want you really to be addressing conflict. So think about visibility, speaking up, pushing back, and addressing conflict. And that goes back to our first point. What relationships do you need to build? So when we have spent our childhood and the majority of our life not fitting in and not belonging, this can show up in patterns and avoidance and perfectionism that holds us back and hinders our career success, our executive presence and effectiveness, and what we want in our life. And instead of that, I want you to, number one, focus on real connections and healing relationships that need to be mended. Number two, I want you to be able to articulate exactly where you deliver value from your genius zone. What is innate and easy to you that you might be overlooking? Create that ongoing inventory. And number three, I want you to create that ownership plan in the next 30 to 90 days and get really precise and specific. Hold yourself accountable. Where do you need and want to grow your experiences, your connections, and your skills? And if you want professional, expert, objective help in growing the effectiveness of yourself as an executive leader at that highest level in the C-suite, in the boardroom, with new investors, with pitching your ideas, I can help you set up a consult with me, and we will walk you through exactly the plan that will be best and customized to you to be that leader that belongs in every room, the one that they respect, they admire, they want leading their teams so that you can be in high demand in your industry and really effective in this job so you can have any job you ever want in your career. So look me up, send me a DM, hit me up. Let's get this going. Let's get working. We can create a plan where I walk you through every week, 45 minutes a week, and accelerate your skill set and your execution. I look forward to seeing you here or at one of my upcoming events. So join my list at nehacoaching.com if you're not on it for tips and strategies and masterclasses to do exactly what we've covered and much, much more. Until next week, go out there, be bold, be really ambitious, and be free to be in your genius zone every day. See you then.
Thank you for joining us and listening to our podcast. We invite everybody who believes in inclusive success to join the mission here at Brown, Ambitious, and Free. This is for you to be more of who you are and succeed with simple tools and unlearn things that don't support your success. Please subscribe and share this podcast with other supporters and ambitious change makers and visionaries who want to be a part of this important movement to change the face of leadership and wild success. Check out our website to learn all the different ways to connect with me and work with me. You can work with me as a private coaching client one-on-one by booking a consultation call at www.nehacoaching.com. That's N like Nancy, I India, H Harry, A Apple, coaching.com. I also work with leadership teams and organizations to supercharge the leadership and execution and build a culture of success. Send us a message and book a call. Finally, would you like me to speak at your organization or association? That's easy to do. Reach out to us and schedule a masterclass or workshop. Come back every week for important discussions that will revolutionize the way you think, create, and perform to get greater and greater success. I will show you how to use a proven methodology that takes out the guesswork and adds to your success. Join us here each week and spread the message. We will see you soon.